Welcome to Digesting 1899, where we're tackling the Netflix series 1899 one episode at a time. And for this podcast, we watched the pilot premiere episode of 1899 that just came out today on November 17th, 2022. It's episode number one, titled The Ship. I'm Zach Brooks, and I'm joined by the wolf to my sheep, Aaron Brooks.
Aaron, hello. Good to be. Hey, hello. It's good to be digesting another show with you. Not from the Fargo universe, just to let people know.
Yes, from the Dark universe. So this podcast started, we did a rewatch of the first couple seasons of Dark leading into the final season. The first, was that the third season, right?
Yep. The third and final season.
Yeah, then did the whole third and final season one episode at a time. I think we had one per day for that season. Worked our way through that. So we had heard about 1899. It's from the same creators. It is, we were trying to figure out how to pronounce their names. Baron Bodar and Hante Frise, maybe? Is that right? We'll see if that's
Bodar and Frise is what I'll call them from here on out.
Yeah. So same creators as Dark. We heard that they were making another show called 1899, and we were going back and forth on if we wanted to do podcasts for these, but why not? It's a fun way to digest it.
Yeah, no, I had my mind made up, certainly. That I needed someone to wrap my brain around the show with, emphasis on the brain, just like
yes, lots of brain talk in this. So yes, we'll be going through. We're not going to be going through 1899 every day. We're going to aim for like 3 to 4 episodes a week. Try to get this done in like 2 weeks or so. But you know, Thanksgiving's coming up, travel, so we'll just kind of we don't have a set schedule. We'll probably be releasing another episode on Friday, and then you know, one early next week is the plan.
Yeah, well, I mean, like they say in the show. With the ocean, the depths to this is so unknown, and we don't really know what we're getting into here, other than it's by the creators of our favorite show, at least my favorite show of all time. I think it's your favorite show or one of them.
That's one of them. I don't know if it's my super number one favorite, but
that's fair. But for me, it's my favorite show. So my just like we don't know the depths we're getting into, my faith with this show is boundless. So if you're looking for a more critical view of 1899. I'm going to venture to say it's probably not going to be coming from me, at least not through this first episode.
Yeah, I have very high expectations. So that's the only thing. I have very high hopes for this show because it's been, you know, Dark went off the air in 2020. So it's been 2 years since Dark went off. So we've been waiting to see what they're going to do next. And we do have at least one actor who's in both. And I don't have the actor's name in front of me, but he played the stranger in Dark, and that's just how I'll describe him. And if you haven't gone and watched Dark, high recommendation. Whether you like this premiere or not, you should definitely check out Dark. Go back; they're all on Netflix. There's 3 seasons, and you'll need to watch it a couple times to really take it in, probably.
Yeah, I agree. Definitely, if you're listening to this and haven't watched Dark, you're more of a mystery than this show.
And if you're rewatching Dark, there's a ton of podcasts on the rewatch to listen to on this feed. Also, we did do the last season of Fargo as well on this feed. Very different, but you know, we just kind of pick whatever shows we want. And then this feed's been Dark for I don't know, like a year and a half or so, probably.
Yep.
I was trying to look at what our last podcast was, but I don't have it in front of me date wise.
Yeah, but it's good to be back. We'll talk about all the familiarities, but I don't know if these familiarities are because I'm paranoid, because they're trying to send a message that this is kind of in the Darkiverse, is it? I mean, because that's right away where my mind went.
So you think there's a chance this could be in the Darkiverse?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
There's a lot
of... And not to be confused with the Dark Universe, the Mummy... And
no,
the movies
not the dark, make. Not the dark, not the Dark Universal Monster Universe with that infamous picture of like the Invisible Man and all that. No, I really do. And I did think it before the show. This has been a suspicion of mine since this has been announced. I even kind of did the math to be like, does 1899 match up with the math? It doesn't, but that doesn't bother me with it. There's so many threes in Dark, right? And with this podcast, I almost feel like Dark is a requirement for this podcast because I feel like we're going to be referencing Dark a lot through this.
But I think I'm going to try not to spoil anything from Dark because I feel like this show might pull a whole bunch of new, especially because this show is in more English than Dark was, since Dark was so much in German. I do worry that like people might watch this without having watched Dark, and I don't I mean, unless we find out this is in the Dark universe, I don't think it should be like the Dark was required viewing to watch.
No, but I mean, I guess just I won't make it too heavy, but on occasion, I guess I'll dip into that. And right away, the triangles, they're everywhere. Bermuda Triangle, missing ships, like those are where my kind of brain went. You see the triangles in the logo for the show. You see the triangles, or triangle slash pyramid. I'm going to just say those are the same. You see the pyramid handed
three-sided, three-sided shape.
Three-sided. Mora is handed that dark pyramid at the end by that creepy kid in the drawer. You see the triangles on the French woman's earrings, which are purposely shown and very clearly shown multiple times. I mean, all these, the threes from Dark were so significant with the, Triarch or whatever it was called.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's been a couple years.
There's all sorts of threes that I see coming back here. And again, ships disappearing in the middle of the ocean, Bermuda Triangle is right away where I go.
Yeah, and that's, so both of us stayed very in the dark about this show, about what this show is going to be. I didn't watch, I mean, I saw like maybe a second of the preview, and I saw that it was from the creators of Dark, and I was like, I don't need to watch anymore. I know I'm going to watch the show. I haven't consumed any preseason coverage. I don't know anybody who's in the show outside of who we saw in this episode. So, you know, neither of us know anything about what's going to happen, and we want to keep it that way. You're welcome to send your feedback to us. I meant to say this at the top. We still have an email address that is active. I think the last email that was not spam that we got was from August of 2020. Although there might have been some emails from the Fargo time that were after that. So yes, email us. That email address is digestingdarkpod@gmail.com. So we're not changing that. Still have Dark in the title. Digesting Dark Pod. We just asked, since it is Netflix, you could have already watched the whole season by now. Don't spoil anything for us. And just make sure you put the episode number in the subject line so that we know which one to look at, because I don't want to accidentally read something that is from a later episode and be spoiled on anything. So that is helpful. Going back to what you said about threes, though, I think it's really interesting you noticed a lot of threes, because I noticed a lot of fours. Now, the room number is 1011, which if you add those digits up, that does add up to a three. But besides that, there was talk about that the ship had been missing for 4 months. All of the coordinates had four in it. There was like 40, you know, something by 40 something. And the captain also says that the sea is 4,000 meters down. So I noticed that the number four shows up at least three times in this.
Yeah. And I also noticed, I did notice the 1011 room number shown multiple times. At the end, the wet stranger goes into 1013.
Yes. Yep. So 13 is going to be, you know, 1 + 3 is going to be 4. But
we or 1 + 0 + 1 + 3 = 5. If you're, yeah, unless so, okay, you're looking for the 4 angle.
Yeah. True. And I know you were not a fan of Lost. You haven't watched it, but Lost has a series of numbers that show up throughout Lost. So it's, you know, right away my Lost flashers were going on, you know.
Oh yeah, I will have none of those. I've never seen an episode of Lost.
Yeah. So the numbers are bad, but yes. Why don't we talk now about, I mean, we haven't really even talked about what happens, but there isn't too much that really happens in this premiere episode.
No, this is pure setup. This is there. And I think the first two or three episodes are going to be like this. There's so many characters from what appears to be so many times or so many places. You know, we got our boy Jerome, who showed up on the ship with wet feet. So he came from the ocean, this weird ocean that seems to be unknown. That stranger guy at the end, not the stranger, but some strange guy at the end.
Very similar to the stranger showing up at the end of the first episode of Dark.
Yeah.
Or maybe not the first episode.
The musical cues were identical to Dark. And that's what makes me really feel, because I always felt that the music with Dark was not really like scene music. It was the environment reacting to the characters and to the situations. Like almost like the noises were coming from like the woods or the trees, it felt like. And again, it's got those same synth types of tones. And because we're all watching this with subtitles, it tells you what types of synth tones it is throughout, which I wish I could turn off that. Like, I really
synth tones.
Like, don't tell me what kind of tones I'm getting. just say tones, but yes, you know, it is
musical
what it
notes.
Is.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, you know, there's, those are straight out of Dark. That is straight. I mean, this felt like the creators of Dark making another show. And I just don't, I refuse to believe it's just their style. It's too simple.
See, and I thought that's how I felt, is I felt that it was their style.
I don't know.
And that they have this, they probably have the same composer working on this, and it's like, okay, we're going to give it the same feel. What I do think, you know, the big difference between this and Dark is Dark was all in German, and this show is completely multinational and multi-language. Yes. I mean, we get just the languages I wrote down, and we do get this, the, thankfully the subtitles help us know what languages we're hearing, but we hear Danish, yep, Spanish, German, Polish, French, Cantonese, and English.
And Japanese.
And Japanese, yes, Cantonese and Japanese.
That, that's a huge, who's your most interesting duo so far that you want to
most interesting
about?
Duo? I mean, I'm assuming yours is the Cantonese women.
Yeah. I need to know more about what is going on with that, because I think they had my favorite saying also, because Dark was known for their kind of mantras and everything. Everything will be okay in the end. If it's not okay, it's not the end. Woof.
Yeah.
That's a scary saying.
And there was a
lot.
They're
going to go to crazy depths.
Right. Well, and there were a lot of lines like that in Dark too, where there was talk about the beginning and the end and the not.
And what we have to adjust to is now we're hearing English. It was before we were reading the English subtitle for us Americans. We were hearing the German and reading English. So it did have a little bit of a different feel than somebody who watched the dubbed version of. Now we're hearing our, at least at times, language also. At least two or three times, it was made a huge deal how these people couldn't understand each other because of the different languages.
Yes. So that's something I picked up on. And that was something weird, because there are times when they can't understand each other, but then there's times when they do understand each other. And all of these people speak different languages. And it was very off to me that it was just like inconsistent when they could.
It seemed like it was with common phrases, though, mm-hmm, when they would understand each other. Like, eventually, okay, after a while, I think you just get to know that they're asking what my name is. There's just certain, I think, repeated phrases that they just learned over time, because I don't think it was really inconsistent. I just think it was, I didn't keep track of each time, but I think in general, it was pretty simple phrasing when they would get on the same page.
Yeah. And what's interesting about this, just kind of from a meta experience, is that everybody, you know, when Dark came out, people who were in Germany were just watching it, right? It was just a German, exactly, show. People who spoke German, like, they didn't have subtitles or anything like that. With this, everybody who's watching this show is watching it with subtitles, because there are so many different languages being spoken. And so, I mean, maybe there's like the unicorn out there who speaks Danish, Spanish, German, Polish, French, Cantonese, Japanese, and English.
But most won't.
But yeah, 99% of people are going to have to do subtitles. And I actually really like the way Netflix defaults to like original language and subtitles. And so there is a dubbed version, but you have to actually change to that instead of listening with all the different languages.
And so that leads me to, what is the reason for all these different types of people to be together in 1899?
Mm-hmm.
That's odd.
Yeah.
Extremely odd.
Well,
this
is
in 2022 when, you know, it's like, oh, we need differences. 1899, they weren't about differences. They weren't. And we have people from what appears to be just about every culture on this journey to New York or what?
Yeah, it's very reminiscent for me. I mean, it was reminiscent of a lot of things, but obviously the Titanic comes to mind. Yeah. But the Titanic was not multicultural like this. It was a bunch of rich people. Not all rich people, but like it was a lot of rich people from England going to the United States.
Right.
And yes, this is people from all over Europe and Asia as well. Going to the United States. Now, you said different times. Do you feel like there were people who were not from the same era that were on this boat? Or do you just mean some of the people who came from the water seemed like they were from different times?
I'm making an assumption these people from the water are from a different time, I guess. So,
okay.
Or from a different world, from a different place. I think from the same place where the Morse code messages are coming from at the end. Because you see when they go to the Prometheus that was dead in the water, and no one's on it except that kid, you see the machine used to transcribe to them. That had been out of commission for a long time.
But yeah, the whole thing looks like it was destroyed by by something, by ghosts or something.
Right. It looks like it's been dead for a long time. It looks like it's been abandoned for a long time. Yeah. So, you know, where those messages are coming from, where Jerome came from, and then Jerome, is just kind of brought along there. So Oleg, the Polish guy, along with the doctor, the priest, and the captain at the end.
We really do get kind of our team up at the end, and like writing down who all these people are. Like everybody has like a very significant role, it seems like.
And there's so much talk at multiple times in the episode about people not being sure what something is, what someone is, not just who they are, what they are.
Yeah.
So like they're like, we need to bring the priest because we don't know what's over there. And then early on, they mention when they need the doctor, when the Scarface guy jumps in and says he needs a doctor. First of all, like the most unsecure door to keep them all down there. It like just is like a little lever that people can open and see through and talk to and give cigarettes to and stuff. So like it's secure, but it's not, which is weird. But also when Maura, I believe is her name, the doctor, the brain doctor, which, the brain holds all the secrets of the universe.
Well, and were there a lot of brain doctors in 1899?
Exactly. Yeah. And the way they start the show is like with a vision inside her head and like her like running towards her father, then her father telling her to wake up. Then it zooms out of her eye into like, and then like and all this talk about the ocean being as deep as the sky, or why is the sky deep as the ocean, the brain as deep as the ocean, all these talks.
Yeah.
And then, but as she's helping deliver the child, which, the brain doctor helping deliver the child, whatever, that's fine. They say, we don't know who she is or what she is. And so maybe they're mean just like what her profession is. And if she's
it could be lost in translation, but
it also, well, it says who or what she is. It says both. So, and then later when they're getting ready to go into Prometheus, they say, we don't know what's on there. You see the guy silently crossing himself. There's a lot of compartmentalization here of people knowing more than they're saying.
Yeah. Well, and so a couple things. One is you talk about like the endlessness of the sea, and she does talk about the endlessness of the brain. Maura talks about the endlessness of the brain and how deep and wide the brain is. And so, that combined with the number of different types of characters on the boat. So I won't spoil too much of it, but like it did remind me a lot of a movie from the early 2000s with John Cusack. About a hotel with lots of people from with very different personalities that are kind of pulled together for an unknown reason. And that movie is called Identity. And I think that this show reminded me of a lot of things. It reminded me of the Titanic and Titanic, the movie. It reminded me of Identity. And then obviously the name Prometheus comes from legend and stories before that, but reminds me of the movie Prometheus and the movie Alien, and the fact that they're going in exploring a vessel and they don't know what's on it is like straight out of Alien. I mean, that is what happens what happens in Prometheus.
And I also looked up who Prometheus was as a Greek god. He gave fire to humans and then was punished severely for giving humans this precious tool. Mm-hmm. So what is the tool that this Prometheus is going to provide for?
Yeah. So I think that seems very significant.
And I didn't catch the name of the other boat. I saw it at one point, but was not a familiar name to me.
The boat that they're on?
Yeah, but it was not a familiar looking name. I didn't see, at least didn't recognize enough for me to write it down.
Yeah, no, I didn't notice. And then also going back to that opening scene, so we open with Maura, and to me it looked like she was in some sort of like psychiatric hospital as a patient, not as a doctor. And that also, to me, looked like that was taking place now.
Yes, great.
Yeah, so I mean, if they're trying, if the twist in this show is
White
that it's
Rabbit
all like
music.
Yeah, we have to talk about that too. But if the twist of this show is like she's in a mental hospital and she's imagining all this or something, I don't think that. I just think it's they wouldn't just show us that scene to start the show. So there's definitely something else going on.
But everyone is running from something, as they said.
Yeah. So the fact that we open with her being pulled into a mental hospital with her like into the cell while seeing her father, and yelling about her brother and what did you do to my brother. There's a lot of talk about brothers on those shows too, so it's good that we're back and doing this. So you know, plot wise I don't think there's much else to touch on, but is there anything else, like character wise or things that really caught your eye? And then we'll talk about the song too before we close.
Yeah, we'll talk about the song. A lot of talk about Dark. Even when talking about the brain, studying of the brain, the woman who's talking to Mora is like, shouldn't more things be left in the dark? Like, mm-hmm. should you know all this? And then, you know, it's also, yeah, it's just brought up a few times. Another thing, just a few more like things that really stuck out, because I was watching this rewinding. So it's not like I've only watched this once, but I kind of rewatched it as I watched it.
Uh-huh.
Honestly, I noticed everybody drinking in that cafe at the same time. They all lifted up their cups and drank at the same damn time. Maybe that's a sign of your identity theory a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Because literally they all drank at the same time and put their cups down at the same time. It was very noticeable and it was on purpose. Or every extra is just weird.
I mean, all of these people are definitely connected in some way. There's so many pairs. We get, you know, we didn't touch on the French pair, which is like the couple and the man.
Unwilling, like who said they're set up as Lucien and whoever the triangle earring girl.
Yeah, and I think he referenced that she, like, I think they're trying to have a baby and she hasn't been able to, and he's blaming her, it seemed like.
But he's also like, you stop with the acting. Like, this is an arranged marriage, mm-hmm. like, type of thing. So we're learning more about them. The Danish girl touching Mora's stomach and then seeing the flash of that bug, and then the bug being put down at the end by the stranger.
And we also see that bug on the other boat, too.
And on the other boat, right, yeah. And so that's all set. Mora can't have kids, and she says that.
Mm-hmm.
The person they were delivering for, they say it's God's child. Sounds like a similar type of situation for the woman who's pregnant as well.
That, mm-hmm.
So there's, like, you know, the chosen one, Messiah type of stuff. I mean, it could go anywhere.
Do we have an Antichrist child on the other boat that they find, like a Damien or something?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, they have to, she's like, I have to turn around the baby. Like, is that, like, I think in The Omen, there's something like that happens during the delivery too, where mm-hmm. like, she would. So,
Is there a chance that the boat that they're getting on is their boat in the future?
Don't know. How would that work? What do you think that pyramid is?
I have no idea what the pyramid is.
Something you put into a machine to make it work or something?
And probably like some ancient artifact that causes something, causes evil or causes time travel. I just wonder if, like, you know, the boats look similar to each other. And so could they be encountering their boat like 10 years in the future? And the child that they find is the baby that was delivered, the Danish baby that was delivered 10 years older.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah,
this show is going to be a brain bender for sure. Yes. All the way through.
Yeah, and the thing that I felt that the previous Frieze Beaudar show did, Dark, was they didn't just put shocks in for shock's sake. Everything had its place and its reason. And I do believe that this show is, so far through one episode, mm-hmm. I can say leading me towards a very similar path.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I, you know, don't want to compare the two too much, but I would say that this is leaving me very similarly encouraged to the.
Yeah,
I have high hopes continued.
Yeah, I'm definitely intrigued. I am curious if, you know, the average person who may not be a Dark fan, how interested they are after this episode, because I just don't know how much, like, there was a lot of mystery, but it was kind of slow and there wasn't a lot of plot that happened. And if you're not used to this style, I just wonder if, like, what the drop off from episode one to episode two will be for the average person. But I mean, I think especially, you know, 8 episodes, like, it's not going to be a huge time commitment for people. I think a lot of people are going to get through it like during Thanksgiving weekend. So, you know, I'm definitely excited that this is finally out. I've been waiting for this for a while, and I have no idea what we're getting into. So,
love it. Yeah. What do you think about White Rabbit?
Yes. So I think the original song is a lot better than the cover that's used in the opening credits.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. The opening credits, we get a weird cover of that song, which is the song that we're using for the intro and outro for this podcast, because it is the theme song. But I always love when White Rabbit shows up in movies and TV shows, although it does seem to happen a lot. But yeah. Do you think there's some Alice in Wonderland we could be getting on this show?
Only because of the music, honestly. Mm-hmm. And the bug. The bug feels a little Alice in Wonderland, too. The opening as a whole felt like Westworld. Like, it looked like Westworld. So, like, now I'm like, how weird are we going to get? And what weird direction are we going to go? Like, I don't know if it's going to be a sci-fi twist. I don't know if it's going to be religion. I don't know if it's going to be just, like, trying to explain how our world is the way it is through time travel again. Are they going to just do time travel again? Is this time travel people?
That's the only thing that leads me to not think that we're going to get time travel in this, because, you know, and maybe it's different universes. Maybe it's, I mean, I don't know. There's something weird with time because of what we saw in that opening. But yeah, I mean, that's the only reason why I don't know if I put a ton of credit in my my theory about that being like an older version of the ship. Or,
I cannot figure out yet what the music is trying to warn me about, honestly.
I just think it's setting the – I really think it's just setting the mood. I think that's just
their way of setting the mood. But it's so weird for an 1899 show to have a fucking song from the 70s.
True. Yes, that did stick out, because I don't think that there was in – I was thinking about Dark, and I was like, were there any actual songs in Dark? I guess there probably were, right?
Some of the 80s songs. The 80s songs.
Yeah.
But that was because it was taking place partially in the 80s and had time travel. Mm-hmm. That was there for a reason. When the modern music was presented, it was there for a reason.
Yeah.
Is she trapped in like a One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest 70s mental hospital?
I mean, yeah, I just think that's too easy. But yes, that does seem like...
Music's telling us something. It's not just send the mood. Everything is there for a reason, I think.
Yeah. No, I do think that the White Rabbit is... It definitely sticks out for a show like this to be playing.
I have no idea.
Yeah. So we know the season is 8 episodes. I have no idea if this is meant to be one season, multiple seasons. Do you think this is? Do you have any thoughts on what this is?
I have no idea. I think it is designed to be multiple seasons. Just from the sheer epicness of the cast and kind of what they're trying to undertake, but I have no clue. I'm also not worried if people are going to pick this show up or not. I don't think Netflix gave these guys a show to get in their top 10 on the Netflix countdown. I don't know if Dark ever was that. I think Dark was just a continuous spoken about recommended show that to this day people still are coming across and discovering. And I have been glad to see that. So I'm not worried about any of that. And also it's nice because the show creators aren't going to get distracted with having to dangle carrots to make people want to watch or be interested.
Yeah, I just want the show to continue.
Me too.
I mean, if it's meant to continue, if it's meant to be, I mean, I never want shows to go beyond what they're supposed to be. Like, don't stretch it out. But if they anticipate this show being, you know, 24 episodes or 16 episodes, like a couple season arc, I want them to be able to tell that full story. And
I think they will.
Yeah, I just worry because Netflix cancels stuff all the time. But I do think the one thing that works in its favor is because of all the different languages, it's going to be able to pull a more global audience. So I do think that will help the show. The other question I have, do you think are we going to be on the boat and on the water the whole season? Or do you think we're going to get to New York or somewhere else?
I think we're going to get some depths into the ocean.
You think we're going to go into the ocean? So,
like somehow, some way, we're gonna be, whether it, I don't know. We're going to be going in.
Well, I mean, this fall we got Black Panther: Wakanda Forever, Avatar 2, so we're getting lots of underwater footage. So maybe we'll get underwater in this show as well.
I mean, we saw how it started with the whirlpool. The whirlpool,
yeah.
Into that world, No, I don't think we get to New York, I guess. We won't get to New York. I'll say that much.
I think we might see flashbacks at some point on the mainland. And obviously, we do have that opening. So sometime we have to get back to that, whatever that was, if it's a hospital or whatever.
Flashbacks, I would say, are certain for all the characters with their backstories. So maybe in that way, but within the current story, I don't think we're going to be out of the ocean anytime.
Yeah. So, you know, cast-wise, the only cast member I noticed from Dark was the guy who played the Stranger. The actor's name is Andres Peachman. And it was interesting to hear him speak in English because we only heard him speak in German in Dark. And he plays the ship captain. I think he's my most intriguing character, but mostly because I just have a connection to him from the previous show where I saw him.
Yeah, not only that, but he has that. I don't know if this actor just has that scar on his face, but same scar as the Stranger on across his cheek. There's talks of scars
in the
show, too, with that Dutch kid and then whatever, Angel, which you have a character named Angel. Come on, there's gonna be something with the underworld or with the afterlife involved with him.
Angel, who's the brother of the priest of Father Romero.
Exactly. Yeah. So like he's not named Angel for no reason.
Well, and the asshole French guy is Lucien, which is pretty close to Lucifer.
Right.
So did we get much religion? I know we had the Saint Christopher coin in Dark.
With Dark, did we have much religion? Are you saying? Or just, I mean, the priest was throughout the show.
Oh, true. Yeah.
Yeah, there was just talks of religion overall with death and the afterlife and everything.
Clearly, it's been a few years.
And then with this, the Danish guy giving handing the crossover, the crossing you see multiple times. I don't know what that's called, but whatever the Father, Son, Holy Ghost thing is. See that multiple times. God's child is brought up with the woman pregnant at the beginning. It's all over the place.
Yeah. All right. Anything else you want to touch on? We did do MVPs on this. I don't know if you even remember that, but we can do our MVPs for this as well.
Yeah, let's do our MVPs. And I think that I'm pretty well covered on all the sprawling thoughts I've had. Again, the nice thing about this show not being hugely in like all of the popular culture is that every meme isn't about the show. Everybody hasn't finished the show. People don't.
Well, it did just come out like 12 hours ago.
Stranger Things is already spoiled by now. It's a little different here with an 1899 that doesn't have a red top 10 next to its name as soon as.
Not yet. Maybe by the end of the weekend.
I need it to be good enough to keep going, which I think it will be. I think Netflix understands what they're doing here with these two creators. I think they're really allowing them to tell their story, not limiting it, and understanding that sometimes it's not all about just the numbers. Sometimes you just have to make a show.
Well,
that's how I'm going to believe it.
The show is about the numbers because it's about, we notice lots of threes and lots of fours in it. So it does seem like it's a little bit about the numbers.
Yeah, sure. Good point. Yeah. But yeah, no, I was very pleasantly relieved by my very all too high expectations.
All right. Who's your MVP?
MVP is going to be Jerome. And I'll give Oleg a co-MVP because I think those two are going to have pretty awesome moments in this show. I think there's going to be some really cool kind of themes explored with these two characters who completely come from different cultures, don't know each other. And I think they come from different times, too. Jerome's going to be my guy.
He did get the bread. He was hungry and he got some bread. And he did end up on the boat. So he did get to go to the other boat. I guess we do get three boats in this too, right? We have the two ships and then the lifeboat. Yep. So, all right. Well, we only do whole numbers.
What's
here.
Your
MVP? So Jerome gets your MVP, not Oleg. Okay. Oleg can get the honorable mention. Mine's Captain Ike. Just because, because of the,
He could be the stranger.
He could be. Yeah. And, Mara is my honorable mention, but, he gets the legacy award.
Mara's going to get one. Mara's going to get hers. I don't have a doubt.
She's the main character. So, all right. And, then do you want to know the title? I just looked up the title of episode two. Do you want to know the title of episode two?
Fiction.
All right. So the episode two is titled The Boy.
Okay. It's got to be about the Pyramid Kid.
Yep. Pyramid Boy. So, Pyramid Kid. Yeah. I hope that we spend a lot of the episode on the other boat and we can learn a little bit maybe about what happened on the boat. Maybe the kid talks for once. I don't know. And I hope we get some more about the stranger on the other side.
Yeah, definitely.
So, All right. Anything else you want to touch on?
No, I feel like we've gone to every corner and depth of this
4,000 meters here. Down. Yes. Yeah. So we'll be back, you know, probably have another episode Friday is the plan. Again, you can send in your feedback. Just make sure you put the episode number in your subject line, digestingdarkpod@gmail.com. Of course, you can subscribe on any podcast of your choice. I'll be changing the name of this. So it will be, say, Digesting 1899 instead of Digesting Fargo or Digesting Dark. But if you go back on that, you can listen to our Fargo season 4 podcast if you're happening to catch up on that show. Or you can listen to, we have every episode of Dark. We have a podcast, but every episode of Dark. And those are a little bit, those are quite a bit longer than these. But, you know, who knows? If we get so in depth, these might have to be longer as well.
I mean, there are also rewatch episodes of a show that we started to do a podcast on because we were obsessed with it.
Right.
So, like, yeah. We're learning as you're learning here. It's a little different. It's look at the, like, I think it's a little different here. Give us some time to build up. We can't talk for an hour and a half about an hour long pilot.
Yes. No, I, especially when I wouldn't not be much very interested.
I'd be like, I like this. And I think that, like, you know.
All right. Well, yes, we'll be back. And until then, I don't know how we sign this off, but until then, we'll see everybody for the next episode, The Boy, episode 2 of 1899.